Welcome to Feasting on the Word for November the 17th, 2021. We link ourselves into an ancient religious practice, a practice of early Christianity, which sought to just center on and meditate on God's Word. It becomes so easy for us to fill the void and space between the words with explanation, which has its place in time, but sometimes we do good just to simply let it speak for itself. And so this discipline, which is related into a monastic practice, has simply the speaking of a small passage of scripture followed by silence as an opportunity for us to simply savor the flavor of what this word says. In undertaking this discipline, I use four different translations of the Bible: a minute of silence following the first reading, a minute following the second reading, a longer period of silence of 3 minutes following the third reading as an opportunity for us to turn to God with our prayers, with how this message is challenging us, what it says to us, what hope it inspires in us, whatever it might be. And we conclude the practice then with the final reading of that same passage. So let's get into our reading for this week, which is Psalm 125, first from the New Revised Standard Version. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time on and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous might not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Our second reading of Psalm 125 from the Message. Those who trust in God are like Zion Mountain. Nothing can move it, a rock-solid mountain you can always depend on. Mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people, always has and always will. The fist of the wicked will never violate what is due the righteous, provoking wrongful violence. Be good to your good people, God, to those whose hearts are right. God will round up the backsliders, corral them with the incorrigibles. Peace over Israel. Our third reading of Psalm 125 from the Living Bible, and a reminder that the longer period of silence follows this reading. Those who trust in the Lord are steady as Mount Zion, unmoved by any circumstance. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects his people. For the wicked shall not rule the godly, lest the godly be forced to do wrong. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are right with the Lord. But lead evil men to execution, and let Israel have quietness and peace. Our fourth and final reading of Psalm 125 from the New International Version. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be to Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.